The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus moved about within Galilee. He did not wish to travel in Judea because the Jews were trying to kill him. But the Jewish feast of Tabernacles was near. But when his brothers had gone up to the feast, he himself also went up, not openly, but as it were, in secret. Some of the inhabitants of Jerusalem said, "Is he not the one they are trying to kill? And look, he's speaking openly, and they say nothing to him. Could the authorities have realized that he is the Christ? But we know where he comes from. When the Christ comes, no one will know where he comes from." So Jesus cried out in the temple area as he was teaching and said, "You know me and also know where I am from, yet I did not come on my own. But the one who sent me, whom you do not know, is true. I know him because I am from him and he sent me." So they tried to arrest him, but no one laid a hand upon him because his hour had not yet come. Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Once again, welcome back, everybody. One of my favorite things to recognize in the Gospels, I love discovering this, is how Jesus is in absolute, complete control at every minute. And you see another example of that in the Gospels here today, where this group of people up here on the Temple Mount, they all try to arrest Jesus, and he just walks away from them. It says, his hour has not yet come. Did you know that Jesus chose the hour of his own death? It's true. When you see a crucifix, please don't think that this is an act of murder. The crucifix should tell you it's an act of sacrifice. Jesus once said, "Nobody takes my life away from me. I lay it down freely." That's why it's a sacrifice. So you look through the scriptures, and it's really interesting. There's at least six times where people try to kill Jesus. And he just walks away from them. One of my favorite stories is the Gospel of Luke. There's this story of this angry mob, and they're so mad at Jesus, they try to grab him hand and foot and throw him off a cliff. Angry mob. What does Jesus do? He just walks straight through him and walks away. It's in the Gospel of Luke. It's an amazing story to help us to remember that God is absolutely sovereign, completely in control at every moment, and nothing happens until its proper time. And that's actually my little lesson for you here this morning. Trust in God means trust in his timing. It's one of the hardest lessons you can possibly learn. Trust in God means trust in God's timing. And we don't like God's timing very much, do we? Because he makes us wait for things that we don't think we should have to wait for. And it's important to remember this. If God ever makes you wait, you know why he makes you wait? It's because there's something that's still growing, something that's still developing, something that still needs time. It's like a seed growing in the ground, or like a little caterpillar growing inside his cocoon. Change and develop and growth take time. God's never a moment early and God's never a moment late. And if he makes you wait, it's because there's something in you that still needs time to grow. And that's why we shouldn't be surprised that following Jesus requires us to be patient. Very patient. Is there change needed in you? Yes, change needed in me too. Shouldn't be surprised when patience is part of the recipe. And you know how we learn patience? We learn patience by looking to do what God asks us to do just one moment at a time. Do you realize every minute of your day is filled with something that God is asking of you to do right now in this moment? I like to call that sanctifying the present moment. It's usually something really simple, something right in front of your face. Tell you a little story just to hopefully make it clear. I don't know if I've used this story before, but it's a story of two monks. There's the older monk, and there's a younger monk, and they're both having breakfast. And they're both eating their breakfast out of their bowls. And the younger monk says to the older monk, when I'm done with breakfast, what does God want me to do next? Does he want me to do a prayer vigil? Does God want me to do penance? Does God want me to wear a hair shirt? Does God want me to start a fast? When I'm done with breakfast, what does God want me to do next? And the older monk says, what God wants you to do next is to wash your bowl. Right in front of your face. It's the only way God can teach you. And that's our job, to try to live each minute at a time asking what God asks of me now. And if you do that, you'll never be misled. Another little story for you. Once upon a time, I took the youth group to a corn maze. You can make these mazes out of these enormous stalks of corn. And like out in the country, in the mountains, there are like farms that'll do this. And you pay them a couple of bucks and let you walk the maze. It's a huge maze. It's really, really fun. We went in the middle of the night. And of course, they all finished the maze before me. So I'm still there walking the maze. And when you get finished with the maze, there's this great big platform up above the maze. And you can climb up on the platform and look down over the entire maze and see all the poor people trying to make their way through the maze. And of course, all the youth group kids, they finish the maze first. And they get up on that platform. They start yelling out directions to me. It's turn left, turn right, go straight. And I thought to myself, this is like God in our lives telling us where to go and telling us what to do 1 minute at a time. 1 minute at a time, that's all you can ever do. Imagine your life's like a hiking path. You can only walk that path 1 minute at a time, right? For you, it's just 1 minute at a time. God's up on top of the mountain. He's looking down. He sees the entire path. And he's trying to tell you directions. Turn left, turn right. Listen to me. He will never mislead you, but you have to be patient. You have to do the very best you can do right now. Anything special about today? Yes? It's April Fool's Day, right? April Fool's Day. I always think the only person that's really a fool is the one who won't do God's will. That's the only really foolish thing. God might not seem like he knows what he's doing, but believe me, he does, 1 minute at a time. And if you listen to him and have patience, I promise you, he'll lead you home. It's a source of great peace. So let's put our trust in him 1 minute at a time and one step at a time. Amen.